It is now time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty. They specialize in local real estate and have since 1982. Every story is set somewhere, and theirs is right here. I am joined on the phone this Tuesday by County Commissioner Karen Howard. Karen, thanks so much for rejoining us right here on 97.9 The Hill.
My pleasure. Always happy to be here.
It has been a busy time across the state, across the county. I know that Chatham County, one of many places that has been caught up in everything going on with the COVID-19 vaccine, and county elected officials now eligible in Group 3. That's something that has changed drastically since the last time that you and I spoke, is just how widely available this vaccine is for people in Group 3. How has the effort in Orange County, in Chatham County, been going?
So it's been going very well. You know, we're lucky to be where we are, so we have access to resources around the triangle. But we also have had several local efforts, mass vaccination events at the Agricultural Center, in Sauter City, and around the county, and both have been very well attended. I do think it seems like residents are aware that, one, the number of infections in the county has gone down significantly, and two, that they should jump at whatever opportunity there is to get a vaccine, and I think that's what we're seeing. People taking advantage of every opportunity to get any of the vaccines that are available to them.
I was going to say Chatham County back down in the yellow tier based on the COVID-19 county alert system, which is great to see. And one of the many providers in the county is Chatham County Public Health, which has been doing, as you mentioned, some great mass vaccination clinics. They announced this week that they're actually going to be turning over some of those operations to StarMed Healthcare, which I know has been doing a lot of the free COVID-19 testing in Chatham County as well as in Orange County, too, to help with operations. Do you know exactly what this change is going to do for the health department's efforts in terms of vaccinating as many people as they can?
Yeah, so we anticipate that it will allow us to continue to have these clinics and meet our vaccination goals. But it also allows county staff, our health department staff, to get to some of the work that is part of their ordinary load. And we've been benefited by the fact, one, that we have a lot of volunteers in Chatham County that have been wonderful support, and also that a lot of our employees have taken on additional roles. But, you know, the health department has a role even outside of a pandemic, and a lot of the employees are now going to be able to get back to their ordinary course of business, and I think that's important. So I don't think that from the public perspective there will be any change in the access and the service around vaccination, but from a county perspective, it will allow us to return to some degree of normal for the rest of the staff.
We're speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard. ChathamCountyNC.gov is the brand new website to go to for the Chatham County government. It was ChathamNC.org, but a recent change in website, which I imagine also comes with the changes that we're seeing from the county government due to the cyber attack that that happened last October, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so the county government website changed. All of our email addresses are now also .gov. And this is just for heightened security.
Yeah. One thing that you can find right on the homepage of the website right now and that the county has put out is the plan for the 250th anniversary of Chatham's founding day. You guys are going to be holding a celebration on April 10th, and you announced that the time is going to be from 2 to 5 in downtown Pittsboro. Do you have any details that you can share on that? Because 250 is a big deal.
It is a big deal. So I don't actually have details on that particular date, but we have a whole series of events happening over the course of the year, and we're planning that. So every month there will be something that is centered around the 250th anniversary. And certainly as we get into a healthier space, as more vaccinations are available and COVID begins to recede, we can do more of these larger group public events. So we're really looking forward to that. In March, we also have the Chatham Community Library is hosting a women's forum on March 27th at 3 o'clock. And that will also be part of the 250th anniversary and talking about some of the changes that have come about over the course of time, particularly for women, and some of what we see in our future. I think that's going to be interesting. And there's a lot that's going to be happening around the county, hopefully engaging multiple populations, various communities, and really reaching out to the newcomers as well as the old-timers to say, you know, this is home, let's celebrate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, ChathamCountyNC.gov, the website to go to, and that is where you can find more information about their Founding Day celebration that's going to be happening on April 10th, but also a lot more news about that anniversary that the county is celebrating this year. Once again, we're speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard. And Karen, most of the time when you and I hop on, we'd like to talk education. And goodness knows it's been, I guess, about a month since you and I have last spoke. And there's been a lot changed on the education front, both on the state government level in terms of bills that progressed, if not passed, but also in terms of the local school system really getting under and into a hybrid learning plan.
Right. So our schools have been in Plan B, and obviously we all would like to have all of our kids back in school in an appropriate learning environment, but it hasn't been possible. It was a relief to all of us when the governor included teachers in group three, and we are now seeing vaccinations happening in that population, which is heartening for the school community and certainly for the parents who are, like me, anticipating having our kids back in school. So that's been a good thing. And then last night, the school board met and decided that they would increase the number of days for certain populations of students, including our EC and 504 plan kids and pre-K to fifth graders, with the view of having them in school 5 days a week. So, and that is a rolling start, but that begins March 16th, so next week. And so I think we are beginning to see some semblance of normal returning. We will still have families that make a decision to keep their kids at home, and I think that we should allow for that. But we are seeing signs that our students will be able to return to full-time education and alleviate some of that burden that I'm certain teachers are facing, where they're having to do both in-person and remote lessons. I can't imagine what that is like from the teacher perspective.
It's just one of several elements that we're either experiencing or hearing about right now, as we've gotten to the point where it is pretty steady vaccine rollout, I should say, in North Carolina, but also across the nation. It's just more readily accessible, and you know, education is a big element of this that is seemingly slowly returning to normal in some ways. And you know, we just got the news from the CDC yesterday too that people who are fully vaccinated can also begin to see each other indoors and not have to socially distance or wear masks. It's kind of strange after to be hearing that after so long of not hearing that. But, you know, it's kind of a testament to where we are. But as Governor Cooper just mentioned a little while ago, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're all in the clear yet, too.
No, exactly. And I think, you know, I think one of the things that's been really beneficial for North Carolinians is that we've had a consistent message from our leadership. And I think that, you know, anyone would be hard-pressed to say that the governor and Dr. Cohen have not been consistent and thorough and thoughtful in their approach. So even people who might not have agreed with the level of masking or the level of closures would have to say that we have not had some of the back and forth that other places have had. And I think that's why we are where we are and why people have confidence in the vaccine. I understand that there's more outreach being done to minority communities, which I think is important. The goal is to get as many of us vaccinated as quickly as possible. And so it sounds as though the state and our communities are doing a fairly good job at that and are aware of where the holes are, where the gaps are, and are taking steps to close them.
We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard on the Chatham County Roundup here, and we've got to begin to wrap up our conversation, Karen, but is there anything else going on around the Chatham community you want to let our listeners know about?
So I would just say I would remind people that the 250th anniversary is going to be going all year. We have a time capsule that we've put together. I don't know what's in it, but to me, those kinds of things can make it interesting for young folks, for our kids and students. There are events at the library. There are countywide events. There are events in various communities. So keep an eye out for ways that you can participate and learn more about Chatham County and celebrate our 250th anniversary.
Absolutely. ChathamCountyNC.gov. Once again, the website to go to for all things Chatham County government. And Commissioner Karen Howard, thanks so much for taking the time, and we'll speak with you again soon.
All right. Thank you for having me.